Thanks for joining us on another edition of The Good Stuff, and thanks to the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board for helping to sponsor bringing this to you across the network. You know, the Nebraska Sandhills region represent the largest natural ecosystem in the state, covering 19,000 square miles, or almost a quarter of the state. So, some things to think about. The Cowboy Trail Rails to Trails project converted the old abandoned Chicago Northwestern Railroad into a crushed limestone trail with wooden-decked bridges. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board.
You know, the horse industry is a vital part of Tri-State Livestock News. Horse and rodeo enthusiasts turn to Tri-State Livestock News weekly for horse sale results, rodeo news, and upcoming events. Breeders utilize the paper to market their stallions, broodmares, weanlings, and trainers use it to advertise their performance horses. You should be receiving Tri-State Livestock News as well. Go to tsln.com to subscribe. It's what ranchers read.
Couple of questions for you to start the day. Why does Superman stop bullets with his chest, but ducks when you throw a revolver at him? If people evolved from apes, why are there still apes?
Common question.
Why is it that no matter what color bubble bath you use, the bubbles are always white?
Good point.
What do you got? What do you have today?
Oh, I have a couple short little stories, actually. Two elderly gentlemen from a retirement center were sitting on a bench under a tree when one turns to the other and says, "Slim, I'm 83 years old now, and I'm just full of aches and pains. I know you're about my age. How do you feel?" Slim says, "I feel just like a newborn baby." "Really? A newborn baby?" "Yep. No hair, no teeth, and I think I just wept my pants."
Oh, no.
An elderly couple had dinner at another couple's house, and after eating, the wives left the table and went into the kitchen. The two gentlemen were talking, and one said, "Last night we went out to a new restaurant, and it was really great. I would recommend it very highly." The other man said, "What's the name of the restaurant?" The first man thought and thought, and finally he goes, "What is the name of that flower you give to someone you love? You know, the one, it's red and it has thorns. Do you mean a rose?" "Yes, that's the one." He replies, he turns to the kitchen and yells, "Rose, what's the name of that restaurant we went to last night?"
Oh, no, don't do that.
Hospital regulations require a wheelchair for patients being discharged. However, while working as a student nurse, I found one elderly gentleman already dressed and sitting at the bed with a suitcase at his feet, who insisted he didn't need my help to leave the hospital. After a chat about rules being rules, he reluctantly let me wheel him to the elevator. On the way down, I asked if his wife was meeting him. "I don't know," he said. "She's still upstairs in the bathroom changing out of her hospital gown."
Oh, no.
Let's try another one of those. A couple in their 90s are both having problems remembering things. During a checkup, the doctor tells them that they're physically okay, but might want to start writing things down to help them remember. Later that night, while watching TV, the old man gets up from his chair. "Want anything while I'm in the kitchen?" he asks. "Would you give me a bowl of ice cream?" "Sure." "Don't you think you should write it down so you can remember it?" she asks. "Nah, I can remember it." "Well, I'd like some strawberries on top, too. Maybe you should write that down so you don't forget it." "I can remember that. You want a bowl of ice cream with strawberries?" "I'd also like whipped cream." "I'm certain you'll forget that. Write that down." Irritated, he says, "I don't need to write it down. I can remember it. Ice cream with strawberries and whipped cream. I got it, for goodness sake." Then he heads off into the kitchen. After about 20 minutes, the old man returns from the kitchen and hands his wife a plate of bacon and eggs. She stares at the plate for a moment. "Where's my toast?"
Is that what we have to look forward to? Is there ever any day that sofas are not on sale?
Good point.
Why do people constantly return to the refrigerator with hopes that something new will be there to materialize?
Isn't that the truth?
Maybe there's something new in there since the last time I checked. Why do people keep running over a thread a dozen times with their vacuum cleaner, then reach down, pick it up, examine it, then put it down, and give the vacuum one more chance? See if you're doing your job in there. Hey, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to KimHBurge@gmail.com. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.